Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, Episode 799.
Today, Ian writes in with a question all his own.
Regarding question 792, yes, it seems I was asking two questions and was very pleased with the two answers. In your reply, and in another recent reply, you mentioned ERP software. Could you expand a bit? I think you might have answered this before in question 719, tracking book sales with NewCash, but as somebody helpful has pointed out, this is missing and instead looks like a duplicate of question 412.
I thought we had fixed that. Will you make sure it's fixed by the time this goes out?
Yeah. Could you expand a bit?
Yes, indeed. And there was another episode about this, which will be linked to in the show notes. There was previously a problem with it, but it's been fixed now, so you can go back. What was the episode?
719.
Episode 719 deals with this a bit as well. ERP software is Enterprise Resource Planning. It's basically full business management software. The thing about them that it makes it really nice is that you can tag each product to its own royalty account, you can track their sales separately, it indexes, you can pull reports on different products and different versions of different products, and there's a number of them that are open source and free to use if you're willing to install a LAMP stack or run your own server, and if you're not, you can pay for access to them, though they're pretty pricey because they're designed for businesses with relatively high cash flows. So with that in mind, we will post a link to the Wikipedia page listing open source ERP software. We have personally used at one time or another Triton, OpenBravo, Dolabar. All three are quite fit for purpose. It just depends on the work style you want to use. The data entry curve is pretty substantial, especially if you want to put your whole history in there as opposed to just starting from scratch. You will have to go and manually input your sales data unless you know a database monkey who can make you an import plugin for your sales reports. But if you do that and you set your system up right, they give you a lot more granularity than just a simple accounting package. Most of them include an accounting package and project management, and they're frankly just useful as all hell. So I can't recommend them highly enough. The reason that we went through three is that when we started trying to get them working for us, we did not understand enough about how business works as a phenomenon, as an abstract process, in a general sense. And so the software was pretty opaque to us. As we learned more about business process in general, not just how it related to our business, the more obvious the way that they worked became to us, and the more we were able to zero in on the one that worked best for what we do. So expect a fairly substantial learning curve and maybe set aside some time to watch tutorial videos, to learn about general business theory, invoices, ordering, cash management, and how those things work together in a business workflow in order to make intelligible business data come out the other end. But that's the deal. Check the show notes for the link and start giving these things a test drive. I think you will find that over the long haul, it saves you a lot of time and makes your bookkeeping and sales tracking a lot easier. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.